I began to make progress in this matter of divine healing when I decided I did not care if I looked ridiculous, or if people thought I was crazy, or that I was some sort of a Jesus or healing nut. But when the Lord prompts me, and people, as I do not hesitate to lay hands upon people and to pray for their healing and believe that God will heal them, I don't care what people say. I don't care if they laugh at me. Listen to what happened to Jesus when he finally got to the house of Jairus, and it appeared that he had gotten there too late. Is found in Luke chapter 8, verse 49. While Jesus yet spoke, there came one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Your daughter is dead, trouble not the master." But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not, only believe, and she shall be made whole." And when Jesus came to the house, he suffered that no man would go in except for Peter, James, and John, and the mother and father of the child. And they all wept and cried loudly for her. But he said, "Do not weep, she is not dead, but sleeps." And they laughed at him uproariously, knowing that she was dead. And he threw them all out, and took her by the hand, and called, saying, "Child, arise." And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her food. And her parents were astonished, and he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. You see, Jesus was not stopped by the laughter and the ridicule that people threw his way. It says they laughed uproariously at him. That's what the word means. And he threw them out. And that's exactly what the word means, exbao. He threw them out. And he took the child by the hand and saying, "Maid, arise." Don't be afraid of laughter and ridicule by people. Don't be afraid that if your prayers are not immediately answered, that people will laugh at you and think that you're stupid. Pray for the sick. Lay your hands upon them. Pray the prayer of faith, and God will raise them up. Maybe not physically, but he will raise their spirits. And if they have sinned, they'll be forgiven. That's what it says in the book of James. Let's pray. Father, help me never, ever to be stopped by the laughter, ridicule, or scorn of people in praying for the sick. I pray, O Lord God, that you would help me to have courage in the face of that ridicule, because Jesus, whenever he was ridiculed, did not let that bother him, because he knew the will of God for his life, and he was on a mission to do God's will. Help me be on a mission like that. In Jesus' name, amen.